Here's a competition for you. Three best-selling authors, each responsible for a memoir and each having wrestled on the printed page with such issues as identity, social responsibility, hope, and heroism. It's not the Book of the Month Club selection meeting. It is the 2008 presidential primary season. We count at least 9 books written by Senators John McCain, Hillary Clinton, and Barack Obama, more often than not bestsellers. And if you're like us, you might not have had the time to read them all, and you may be able to use a little help sorting them out. And joining us now are devoted readers and political analysts Ruth Marcus of The Washington Post and Jacob Weisberg of Slate Magazine. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you, Robert.
I actually have a number of these. The studio is now furnished in books by the remaining candidates. So there's so many of them. And I just wonder, there are so many. They span 13 years, thousands of pages. What's good reading that's been written by these three? Jacob?
Well, the books by Barack Obama and at least the first book by John McCain are surprisingly good, amazingly good for books written by politicians. Obama's first book is so good, and he wasn't really a politician when he wrote it, that in many ways he seems to be more like a writer who became a politician than the other way around.
This is Dreams for My Father.
Dreams for My Father, where he goes back and tells the story. I mean, he was only in his late 20s when he started it, having graduated from Harvard Law School. But he set out to find out where he came from and to discover the story of this father who he barely knew, who came from Africa as an exchange student, married his mother, and then went back to Africa. And Obama had only met him a couple of times in his life as a kid. And he went back to Africa, and it's part of a voyage of self-discovery in which he really discovers his black identity.
John McCain's Faith of My Fathers is the other book that you would give high marks to.
Well, I like that book very much. Now, unlike Obama, he worked with a ghostwriter who's a longtime staff member of his named Mark Salter, who he's written all of his books with, who channels his voice very, very well. And that book really makes you understand him, sympathize with him, and I think really get what he's all about.
Ruth Marcus, your thoughts on the oeuvres, I guess, of these three writers.
What I'm really struck by, especially comparing the Obama book and the McCain works, which McCain has become something like the Dan Brown of politicians. He really churns them out. He's got 5, I think, if I'm counting right, is McCain is very much Hemingway. It's got a Hemingway-esque feel to it. And that makes some sense if you think about his personal style and his kind of spare eloquence, I guess is a way to put it. And Obama's is actually rather poetic. And there's some very writerly passages in it. I'll read you just one sentence, if you'll bear with me. Mm-hmm. Winter came and the city turned monochrome, black trees against gray sky above white earth. Night now fell in mid-afternoon, especially when the snowstorms rolled in. Now, this may not be Pulitzer Prize-winning prose, but it's better than you get from a lot of candidates.
Well, neither of you has cited the third author, and it's Senator Clinton who got the $8 million advance for Living History, and her prior book, It Takes a Village, has become a cliché in the language. What do you make of Hillary Clinton author, Jacob Weisberg?
Well, I think we wanted to get the good books out of the way, and they are quite rare by politicians. I think Hillary Clinton's books are much, much more conventional. They're politicians' books. They're careful. They don't have a strong sense of her voice or her personality. I mean, I think when you write a book, it's impossible to hide yourself fully, which is why even the least interesting books by politicians tend to be interesting in certain ways, and I would put hers in those categories.
Ruth, Hillary Clinton?
I found this I actually read this book at the beach, if you can imagine, but that's just a mark of my incredible dedication to my job.
Because living history in the sun,
yes,
you're saying it.
Exactly. Tanning history. This is a very frustrating book because it doesn't expose the person behind the senator. She tries to do it, and the more interesting parts are about her early life, where she tries to plant herself, much as McCain and Obama do, in the American experience. She said her first line is, I wasn't born a first lady or a senator. I wasn't born a Democrat. And she talks about how she was an American in the middle of the 20th century. But she's very guarded. She's very closed. And then there are these long, dreary stretches in the middle where she's first lady and she's done with health care and she's on these extended journeys. And it's like I don't mean to sound so harsh, but very boring travel writer who's clearly getting paid by the word.
And there are 562 pages worth of words in that book. Well, but before I let you go, we should note American presidents have written, well, one wrote the Declaration of Independence before he was president. Books, what would be the best book we could imagine?
I'm not sure there is a great book by a president, and Profiles in Courage, with John, mm-hmm. which John F. Kennedy wrote with help from Arthur Schlesinger before he became president, is well-regarded. I think great books by politicians are really the exception, and that's what makes these books by McCain and Obama so interesting to me.
Ruth Marcus, your thoughts on what could be the gold standard for presidential prose?
I'm not sure I have a gold standard for presidential prose, but I do think that the more important the politician, the possibly the less good the book, because there is so much legacy burnishing and everything else.
Ruth Marcus of The Washington Post, Jacob Weisberg of Slate Magazine, also author of The Bush Tragedy. Thank you both very much for talking with us about these books.
Thanks,
Robert. Thank you, Robert.